If you like the Middle-Aged Man Talk podcast, consider giving us your support on Patreon. Hello and welcome to the Middle-Aged Man Talk podcast. I'm your host, Brendan.
And I'm your other host, Richard.
Richard.
Is that slow enough for you?
Richard. Your wife's probably listening to that going, I wish. Oh, that's great. It's always good to start the show with a joke about penile difficulties. So, speaking of difficulties, tonight's topic is... about that guy Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. So, as everyone knows, they were together for a long time, married for a matter of months, horrible divorce, defamation lawsuits because she said he was abusive, even though there was no legal proof. And now there has been legal court proof, but they're suing each other. Court cases ongoing. I kind of avoided this story because it's terrible. And then finally today, I went to Legal Eagle on YouTube. I just love that YouTube channel where it's a lawyer who explains stuff. He's a good guy. And now I fully understand it. But here's the thing, though. This hits home for me, the whole Johnny Depp, Amber Heard problem. Because it affected me directly, actually, quite seriously. As you know, I am an enormous Harry Potter fan. I love the Harry Potter movies. And I love the prequel movies, Fantastic Beasts. So... I didn't know anything about the Johnny Depp thing. I don't like to know about the movies before they come out. I want to go in fresh. You know, just like Frank Costanza from Seinfeld. I want to go in fresh! So, I go in fresh. I go to a late show to see Fantastic Beasts. I'm so excited. I'm sitting there. I'm happy. I'm going to see the third one where they, you know, because you know the third one, they're going to clue up all the long plot, you know, lines and stuff. There might be another one. Who knows? You just like you know, like something's coming to a head. Now Johnny Depp had been the baddie, the bad guy, and like I think the end of the first one, they just show his face or something, or you find out about him, and then the second one is all about Johnny Depp as this bad guy, and he has like a very white, like you know, makeup face, and he looks really you know like evil, like this evil sorcerer wizard guy. So it all kind of works really really well. I really like the second Fantastic Beasts film. So I'm there going to see the third one. I'm sitting there and like all the trailers come on, come see other movies when they come out, fine. And then the movie starts. So I'm like, ha ha. And then it starts with the scene and like there's this guy and I'm like, is this Danish actor who's great actually. I think he's even a Bond villain. But this great Danish, I forget his name, but he's this great Danish actor. And like Dumbledore's talking to him, other people talking to him, everything's happening. I'm thinking,
who is this?
Who's this guy? Is this like the main henchman for Johnny Depp? Like, did Johnny Depp magic change his face? What the hell's going on? And then I kind of realize, oh, I guess they replaced the actor, but they didn't reference it in the movie, and I didn't think it was in the books. Didn't seem to remember that from anywhere. I'm thinking, what the hell's going on? Why does he look different? Because he didn't have any makeup. There's no white face. There's no white hair to kind of go, oh, it just kind of looks like this fancy evil, you know, Danish Bond villain. And I figured it out, you know, like 10 minutes of the movie. Oh, snap! So then as soon as I got home, which was like late, because I went to the late show, it's like after midnight, I'm Googling, why wasn't Johnny Depp in the third Harry Potter prequel? And it's like, oh, because his ex said some stuff and they had things, and then some media thing in England picked it up and they were like, hey, J.K. Rowling, what's the deal with having a wife beater? They called him a wife beater, even though there was no legal proof at the time. And I think he sued them too for defamation or something. So basically, between all the jigs and the reels and then actual court stuff happening, he was asked by the production people, I think Warner Brothers, to please step down. They didn't want him.
Yeah, Disney dropped him from the Pirates of the Caribbean.
I said this hits close to home for me. Yeah, because I love the Harry Potter films, and they basically ruined the third one because Johnny Depp wasn't in it. He shouldn't have been in it. They always talk about consistency in film. That's the problem. Ruined it. Because I was just like, the whole movie, I was like, this isn't as good. The whole trilogy is crappier now because they just kind of quietly changed the bad guy.
Yet they didn't remove Heard from Aquaman.
I guess because she's a woman, so it's more sympathetic. Even though apparently she allegedly crapped his bed after they had a fight. And that's all. Like, everyone's making jokes about it. That's a weird thing to do. See, I've never been so angry at my wife that I would shit on her side of the bed. And then my wife has never been so angry at me, she would shit on my side of the bed.
So I've been trying to avoid this, but the testimony that I keep running across, holy cow, was it ever a dysfunctional relationship on both sides?
Oh, yeah. Like, here's the thing. My conclusion after listening to the Legal Eagle 25-minute breakdown of all the different trials and the whole thing is that they are both terrible human beings, and they deserve all the horribleness they're going through because they were both totally crap to each other. And, yeah, it's both of their faults. You know they say it takes two to tango? Yes, it definitely takes two to tango.
Yeah.
And they've been dancing for years.
Yeah, no, they seem like a match set in some ways.
You can kind of see why they were together off and on-ish or whatever for so long, because here's the thing. Most actors who are like big successful actors who are amazing actors and have that star quality are horrible people. We all know they're horrible people, but they're entertaining people. That's why they get to be rich and we get to watch them and enjoy them. Because I enjoy Johnny Depp. Fantastic on film. The Pirates of the Caribbean, though, I don't love those movies the way I love the Harry Potter movies. I love Harry Potter movies and I love Star Trek and I love Jurassic Park movies. The new one's coming out. Buy your tickets. June 10th. Jurassic World, the next big one.
Not denominational.
Denominational. Denominational. That's not right.
Non-denominational?
we did a show about that. Yeah. But basically, I'm so excited for the next. And they're bringing back the original cast of the first one from like 93, I want to say. They have like, well, key members, you know, the main three scientists.
Yeah.
So I am chuffed to bits.
I might watch it.
In theater?
I might watch it.
Might watch it. It's Jurassic. It's a Jurassic Park movie. All Jurassic Park movies need to be seen in theater. Well, not like the crappy made-for-DVD ones that are like, you know, or the off-brand ones. If it feels like off-brand, Jurassic Camp. It's like, nope. No. That is the RC Cola version. No, thank you. I want the big budget blockbuster Hollywood dinosaurs. Even though there's many problems littered throughout. Even some of the dinosaurs, the way they move, doesn't make sense for their bone structure, according to like paleontologists. I don't care. I watched a whole breakdown on the dinosaurs. Didn't make sense how some of them move. Even the T-Rex's arms and stuff. Like, that's not quite right. But you know what? Don't care. I love those movies. I tried to remember which movie was which they were crapping on, because the paleontologists went through like all these different dinosaur movies and which ones were accurate. I think there was some really good accurate stuff in Jurassic Park, and some other stuff was like raptors apparently in the Jurassic Parks, they're like double or more than double the size they would have been. They weren't actually that big apparently. So apparently velociraptors are like half the size and then as depicted in Jurassic Park. I don't care, it's amazing. If they're half the size, they wouldn't be as threatening, would they?
I don't know,
they'd be threatening. But it's like, they have the threateningness of a wolf and a bear, like the way they're in that movie. They'd just be a wolf, I think.
No, they would be as threatening as a alligator that could sprint and bite you in the face.
Alligators aren't that threatening. Saltwater crocodiles. Oh, that's what I'm sick of. We'll end on this note for a little mini episode. Here's what I'm totally sick of on the internet. Stories about some Florida man in Florida who got in a fight with an alligator, or some Australian man in Australia who got in a fight with a crocodile. Have we done enough of these stories? We get it. People who live in those two places randomly get in fights with wild animals. That's just how it works. Do we need to report on this anymore? Is this really news? I don't think this is news.
Well, Florida, it makes sense that it's news, because the whole Florida man thing is
because the Florida, they have an open arrest warrant system. So everyone can go look up what everyone's been arrested for.
Well, actually, no, they have to publish.
Right, so you can go look it up. Anyone can go look up what happened in Florida. That's why they report all these nonsense things. But really, though,
so a lot of papers just go and just scrape?
Yeah. They just grab, hey, there's something from, because, like, there's Florida men everywhere. That's why I said an Australian man. And Australia has their share of oddities.
No, they have their share of cunts.
Cunts. Edit it out.
No. It's not edited out, because that is a...
Cunts? Is that a rude word, Richard?
Not in Australia. That's what you call your buds.
Cunts?
You bloody cunt!
Oh, I thought it was mate. Hey, mate. Hello, mate. Because I've been there.
No, mate is more, you know, more what you call someone you're just meeting.
Or anyone. Me and the mate's gone around the pub.
Yeah.
Because I was in Australia. People called me mate. No one called me a cunt.
Yes, because you weren't there long enough.
No, I wasn't. I was there for a couple weeks, and it was fantastic. But I think you're making this up. I don't think people call each other cunts in Australia. I think we should end on that. So, if you're from Australia, or you've been there, and you disagree...
It's like wanker in the UK.
I'm more comfortable with wanker than cunt, for some reason.
That's because over on this side of the pond...
This side of the pond.
Cunt is about the worst. Ooh, I just had a...
It's not...
Sorry. I was playing Scrabble with the in-laws several years ago.
Your in-laws are interesting. What are their names? Karen?
Karen and Donald. Good Presbyterian folk.
Karen and Donald sounds really funny. It's considering what a Karen means now and what Donald kind of refers to.
So, my father-in-law has the patience of a saint.
So let's just be honest here. We are joking about Richard's in-laws. This is not an accurate representation.
So anyways, we were playing Scrabble. And, of course, with Scrabble, sometimes you are scrambling for a word. Just play anything. So my mother-in-law plays a certain four-letter word.
Okay.
And she is a bit of a prude, to be honest.
Yeah?
Oh, she could grow up in the 60s and that sort of stuff.
Why is she a prude? She grew up in the 60s. Free love, baby.
So, anyways... And she's also an artist, so she did do nude drawing classes and that sort of stuff. It's kind of odd
thing. I've also drawn breasts.
But anyways, so she put the word cunt down. And...
Yikes.
My wife is like, Mom, do you know what that word means? She's like, well, I know it's not a good word, but, you know, it's what I could play. And everyone just burst out laughing. And, yeah. So...
Yeah, so you should get your mother-in-law vocabulary expanding book for Secret Santa this year.
I will get her a slang sex ed book.
A slang sex ed book. So you know that children's cartoon from Denmark where the guy has this like crazy striped penis that like does amazing things, like helps him fly around and save children and cook barbecue?
No,
it's not a sexual penis. His name is like Dilla Man, and Dilla is like a slang word for like penis, so it's basically like, you know, John Johnson or Dick Johnson is like anyway, I cut that out. All right,
Dick Insider.
What's that from?
That is actual an Australian cider brand, Dickens Cider.
Dickens Cider.
And they have TV commercials that, you know.
So, Richard, I got to ask you, what's with all the Australian comments today? You're like, in Australia, these there were kind of a lot. So, in Australia, they have Dickens Cider.
So, Australia, I've always been kind of fascinated by Australia, but a couple of YouTube channels I watch are Australian. How Ridiculous, which is ridiculous.
Right.
They drop... stuff onto stuff from high heights.
Okay.
Mostly, but they do other stuff too, but it is. And the other one is Mighty Car Mods.
Sure. Fair enough.
Well, but I was also a fan of other Australian greats.
Yeah. Well, on that depressing note, it's time to end. Thank you so much for listening.
Have a good night, everyone.
Hey, isn't your brother listening?
Don't stay.
Hi, Jerry. Middle-aged man talk. Thank you so much for listening. Please check us out on Patreon. Woof.